Thank you for calling customer service. Ulysses speaking. How may I assist you?
Yes, my name is William Hooks. I have a call from Bank of America credit card. Here, let me, ma'am, please have patience with me because I don't hear too well. Put you on speakerphone so my wife can hear you too.
Sure.
Okay. And from Bank of America, like I said, my credit card, they said I had three charges. I need my glasses now. There's always something else.
Okay. Well, I'll be more than happy.
Anyhow, a $9.15 charge in March, and a $56.95 charge in April, and another $56.95 charge. And I said and I'm not too sure who it was with, and they gave me your number and said to call you. So who am I talking to? Who made these charges?
Sure, I'll be more than happy to go ahead and take a look into that. And you say your name was William Hooks?
Yes.
All right.
H-O-O-P-S.
Oh, Hoops. Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. And can I have your zip code?
It's 3131.
3131?
Right.
I think I'm missing one number. 3131. Oh,
no, no,
six.
No. 63131.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, so really quick, do you know Karen by any chance?
Yes, that's my wife. She's sitting right
okay.
Here.
Okay, thank you, because I didn't have anything come up under Mr. Williams. Can you verify your mailing address for me?
784, first word Haw, H-A-W, second word Thicket, T-H-I-C-K-E-T, Lane.
Thank you, sir. I'm just waiting for the information to load up. Okay.
Are you a credit card company or are you?
No, sir. So we're actually a third-party company that handles customer service calls from other companies that outsource their customer service. That's what we do.
Okay.
So I'm showing down, sir, that back on March the 12th, it looks as though Mrs. Karen had went online and had selected a free Wi-Fi booster. I'm showing.
Okay, whoa. My wife, no spit. My wife right here, she didn't understand what you said there.
Sure. I'm showing down that back on March the 12th, you had went online and had ordered a free Wi-Fi booster. Wi-Fi
free
booster.
Wildlife booster?
Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi booster.
Wi-Fi.
Oh, Wi-Fi booster. No, we didn't order any Wi-Fi boosters.
I'm showing
no.
down that that was of March the 12th. I'm showing down that. Give me one second. Let me pull that up and see what transpired. Give me one second.
From AT&T?
No, I'm showing down the actual company is called Wi-Fi Booster.
It's called Wi-Fi Booster.
Well, no, we didn't make that. That doesn't sound right, is all I can say.
Okay, give me one second.
And then in April, or in March, there was a $7.91 or something like that. And then there was another $56.95 in May.
Because I'm showing down that the Wi-Fi booster was delivered from USPS on March the 18th at 1:24 p.m. So I'm showing down that that was sent out. The only thing to do for that was you had to pay shipping and handling for $7.95. And I'm showing down that that was charged on March the 12th. And then I'm showing down that also along with the Wi-Fi booster, an additional Wi-Fi booster was selected. However, I'm showing down that it was declined and that actual transaction did not go through. And I'm showing down that on March the 15th, you were charged, give me 1 second. $67.32 for the membership, and I'm showing down that on April the 15th, you will also charge $56.95. And then I'm showing down. Go ahead.
Who made these charges?
So it's on a rebill, sir. So it is a rebill, meaning that each month you are charged an additional fee for being a member. That's what I'm showing down, that you have the smart health planner and the Wi-Fi booster. That's what I'm showing down. And I'm showing down every month the smart health planner is charging you $39.99. It's a mobile app used to help cut carbs, build food, count your calories. It engages you with the fitness community. I'm showing down that there are monthly charges for that.
Ma'am, but what company made those charges? ATT make the booster charge?
No, sir. So the actual company that you're ordering from, I'm showing the campaign name, the actual company name, is called Wi-Fi Booster.
Okay. No, we did not do any of that.
Okay. Give me one moment. All right. So what I can go ahead and do, sir, I can go ahead and get you counseled out so you're not being billed anymore going forward. Get you counseled off the Wi-Fi booster and also the health, the smart health planner.
Okay, what'd you say? You're done. Say that again. I'm sorry, I don't hear it too well. Like I said.
I apologize, sir. What I'll go ahead and do, I'll go ahead and get you counseled out off the membership so you're not being charged a monthly membership going forward.
But we'd still have
Okay, going forth, what about what I supposedly owe now?
Give me one moment. I'm showing down, sir, that the actual transaction from the 17th for the $56.95, I'm showing down that that transaction was declined, so that did not go through.
Okay. All right. Okay, because okay. So I'm not going to be charged anything, right?
Correct, sir.
Okay.
Give me one moment. Okay, so I went ahead and had that canceled out for you, sir. Let me go ahead and give you the cancellation number as well for your records.
Okay, shoot.
All right, I have C as in Charlie, 259.
259.
266.
266.
298.
298. And this is confirmation.
Yes, sir. That's the confirmation number that you have been counseled out, that you will not be being rebuilt going forward.
Confirmation. Not being billed.
From this time forward.
Billed. Okay, and who are you again?
My name is Ulysses, sir. I actually work at a
company. No. What company am I talking to?
Right now, sir, I'm customer service for Boost.
For who?
Boost. Wi-Fi booster. So, my name is Ulysses, sir. It's ULYSESS.
Okay, Melissa. Okay.
No.
Ulysses. Yes, it's fine. It's ULYSESS.
Ulysses.
Spell it.
ULYSESS.
All right, Wi-Fi booster.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. And did you have any additional questions or concerns?
No, I do not. All right. You'll listen. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you guys for your time. You have a wonderful day.
All right.